Big 94.5, getting up and about at 8.09. It's Clancy, Matt and Kimber this morning with a partly cloudy 21-degree day. It's about 13 right now. I heard a really sweet sound last night. Not many, well, some people won't agree with this. I heard this on the telly. Beautiful.
Aye.
Only for the sixth time this year, but that's not bad going with a 14-point win over Melbourne last night. And what a year to make your debut as a senior coach. From Fremantle, Justin Longmuir. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys.
It felt well done last night, Justin. That's more like it, isn't it?
Yeah, that was good. We played a really committed brand of footy last night and had a lot of contributors. So, yeah, it was pleasing. Pretty pleasing win.
It was pretty damn good, Justin. I just want to play a bit of audio post-match.
It's obviously been a big week for myself mentally with what happened last week, and there was no intentions for the coach whatsoever, so I just want to knock that on the head.
Yeah, Michael Walters wanted to nip that one in the bud, mate. Was there anything in it from your point of view with him gesturing what looked to be up toward towards your box last week? So done and dusted.
Done and dusted. Like he said, we got on with it pretty quickly. I asked him about it. He said that. It wasn't directed at the coach's box. It was more his frustration at his own game and the previous passage of play. So it took his word for it. And I thought he responded beautifully last night. He led really well in the forward half and hit the scoreboard. He played a super game.
Yeah, some great Sonny-style goals. We love it.
Justin, honesty is the best policy. And when I got the calendar appointment that we were interviewing J-Lo, I prepped for Jennifer Lopez. So I'm just going to ask you the same questions and hope that's okay.
Oh, no.
What exercise do you recommend to keep your bum toned?
Oh, dear.
I haven't been doing a lot of exercise at the moment, to be honest. Not the best shape, so need to get back and get the summer rig in order, I think. I've let it slip over the year.
Not the go-to guy for glutes.
I remember the summer rig. what a strange year. I mean, no doubt when you got this dream job, you would have daydreamed about the possible highs and the possible lows of taking on a role like that. As we're sort of heading towards the end of this strange season, how would you mark yourself? How do you think you've gone?
I think I've been satisfactory. I mean, I've got high expectations of the way I coach, so I'm still under no illusion. I'm early in my coaching career and got a lot to learn. I think I've helped navigate some pretty difficult situations, though, this year. It's been an extraordinary year. Been away from family and friends for so long and so I feel like we've pulled the club together and got through those times, but under no illusions that I've got a lot to learn as a senior coach and we've got a lot to improve on as a team. So, next pre-season and next season is going to be massive for us.
Hey, Justin, isn't it just that little bit weird? You've got so many youngsters in the squad right now. Caleb Sarong's running around doing a great job at 19. Liam Henry's 18. But to have your mate Dave Mundy there, he's only four years younger than you. He's 35. Is that a little odd?
He's a fantastic player.
Isn't he?
Fantastic person and great role model for all our young players, and I mean a lot of our young players are getting a lot of the accolades and rightly so, but I think they're getting extremely well led by a lot of our senior players. Fife, Walters, Tabernar has become a strong leader, and Mundy, so it's been across the board our leadership and our improvement, and long may it continue with Dave Mundy. He's playing some of the best footy he's ever played, so he's been
Michael Tuckett Hawthorn and played a 40.
that'd be nice.
Now, J-Lo, we know that you've got your butt insured for $27 million.
There we go.
If you had the chance to insure one body part from one player, who and what would it be?
That's a good question. It's, realistically, it's not one that I've ever thought of.
You can only protect one. Who are you going to do?
Don't get these impressions, mate.
No, I'd probably protect the skipper.
Legs.
I'd protect David Mundy's superannuation if I were you. But, Justin, of course, we had the absolute pleasure of Andy Brayshaw's company as our docker last year, and such a fine young man, such an impressive young man. And, of course, he decided he was going to pull back on media to concentrate on his footy, and, boy, hasn't he blossomed.
Absolutely. He's an impressive young human. He's tough off the field. He's got his head on his shoulders. He's got his life in order off the field, and that just translates to his on-field performance. He's he's going to be a really important player for us going forward, and not only with his footy skills, but his leadership. He's a strong leader of our young players. So
we do feel bad we were holding him back.
Yeah, we're taking his focus off. Well, he didn't kick a goal last night, mate, but if I'm talking about insuring someone, I reckon I'd go with the Fred Flintstone feat of one Rory Lobb.
Now this interesting run-up. The Freddie Flintstone double.
3-2-20 into a behind then.
Hey, there he goes. So much of the game, Justin, is played above the shoulders, isn't it? It's a lot of psychology there, and he seems to be trying to work through it, Rory.
Yeah, he is. He's done a lot of work at training, and training it looks a lot more fluent than what it does on game day. So, it's probably something for pre-season, to be honest, for him to work through both the mental side of the game and his technique. So, he's doing the work behind the scenes. Let's hope he starts reaping those rewards on the field.
Well, just briefly, buddy, because, of course, we have the pleasure of Rory's company now as our docker, and we do need a little bit of dirt on him. I mean, can you help us out?
Well, I haven't got a lot. His girlfriend sent her a Father's Day message for him from his dog, which was quite funny and got him quite embarrassed.
I love it.
The other day, the boys had a good laugh at that, so maybe you can throw that up. He's quite embarrassed by it.
Yeah, that is funny. Very nice. Hey, mate, not long to go until we're out there again Saturday against the Kangaroos. So good luck and thanks for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate you answering the J-Lo questions.
Thanks, J-Lo. I appreciate it, really.
Good on you. No worries. Thanks, everyone.